and on air right across Newcastle and the Hunter.
I think we worked together for 3 months before I gave you my phone number.
And that was, it was an extraordinary moment.
It was an experience, yeah. Right?
You're waking up with the Novos, Meg and Crevo. Only on Newcastle's New FM.
Oh, happy Friday Eve.
Indeed.
Crevo.
I'm learning so much this morning.
Really?
Yeah.
Enlighten me.
In the last 15 minutes,
yeah.
It's been like I've just swallowed a dictionary.
Okay, so what have you learned?
Okay, item number one, Jess from the newsroom used to be like a music jock. 105.3 New FM, it's Jess here.
Yeah, all Jessie, that,
Jessie R. All that sort of stuff. Bruno Mars coming up. Yeah. Of course he is. He's coming up all the time.
How long were you a jock for, Jess?
No, it was more like a casual fill-in while I was also hosting a morning show and being a journalist all at the same time.
Ah, okay.
When was this, just briefly?
Let's do a jock-off.
Approximately.
The last 3 years before here.
Okay.
And yeah, we're doing a jock-off because I do weekend shifts here.
Jess, you refuse to give us any audio.
Nope.
Fair enough.
We're going to hunt it down, though.
If anyone out there knows when Jess was a jock and has information or the audio, 131009, just yeah. For me.
Good luck.
Anyway, we'll put that aside.
Mm.
Learning item number two.
Yeah.
Meg, you know, everyone knows you love Sex and the City.
It's my obsession.
I didn't know you were mad for the collectibles.
It's not collectibles, but it's more the fact that they don't make much that has Sex and the City branding on it. So when I do find it, I buy it.
Straight away. What happened yesterday?
Well, a friend messaged me and said she found pajamas at Coles at Wool's End, and they had the Sex and the City thing on them. So I'm like, really? And I didn't think they'd be in my size and everything because they were like, I thought they'd be a size too small, but I bought them anyway just in case. Turns out they fit perfectly, which is
so
great.
So you bought them thinking they were the wrong size.
Well, my theory was I'll buy them just in case because I'm still losing weight.
Yeah.
Because they were a little bit small. And I thought, you know what? I can take them to another Coles to see if they've got the other sizes and just exchange them. That was my thought process. No, they fit perfectly. So they had a 90.
Did you go to the Wall's End?
Yeah.
One?
Well, I was already out there anyway doing delivery. So I got the PJ set, the 90, and the actual Sex and the City t-shirt.
Wow.
Loved it.
So anything that's got Sex and the City written on
provided
it?
Provided it's like the proper branding. Like you can't just get a Cree cart and write Sex and the City on something and I'll buy it. No. It
has official
to be.
Official merch.
Has to be official merch.
Right. Okay. Well, all of this, oh my God, what a learning morning.
Yeah. Hey, we're going to do a first of five catch-up with Jess to learn even more in minutes.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at Five with Jess.
So, Jess, it's been a couple of weeks since all the drama surrounding Kalyn Ponga and Kurt Mann hit the media, really.
Yeah.
Still no decisions on what's happening with those two.
Well, the NRL Integrity Unit hasn't issued any sort of nothing to them, basically.
Yeah.
So they did a drug test a few weeks ago. We know that. I would assume that it probably came up with nothing since the Integrity Unit isn't going to impose any sort of sanctions on them.
Didn't they say, though, but you like your first offence, they don't release the information and all that kind of stuff?
Well, yeah. And, I mean, I get why they wouldn't release it just generally anyway, but they haven't imposed any sanctions on them. So it's unclear if the Knights are going to impose any of their own sort of sanctions, but both players have been off for weeks. Kurt Mann.
I was about to say this. Are either of them injured right now? Because it wouldn't really matter if they were off anyway.
Well, yeah, exactly. Kurt Mann has been off the last 7 weeks. He's had a couple of injuries that he's been dealing with. And Kalyn Ponga wasn't probably going to play this weekend anyway. Because he's been off. He's had 5 head knocks this season.
Yeah.
It's doubtful he was going to be playing, even if the toilet cubicle incident didn't happen. So
it's a final game this weekend, isn't it?
Yeah, for the guys.
Yeah, make finals, unfortunately.
And it's not surprising, really, that no drugs were found in the system. I mean, he was just in there having a vomit.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. His mate was helping him out.
That's right.
What was going down?
You wouldn't get any drugs in your system from that.
No.
not possible.
You wouldn't have thought.
You wouldn't think so. Now, of course, the other big news is this health situation, the National Cabinet meeting to talk about the ISO rules, yeah?
Yeah, so National Cabinet met yesterday. Our Premier, Dominic Perrottet, has been pushing for the isolation that you have to undergo when you test positive to COVID to be reduced. So National Cabinet agreed yesterday to go from 7 days down to 5 days. Obviously, okay, if you still have symptoms, you have to stay in isolation. That's the case now, even if your 7 days are up, because you can still test positive after the fact as well. I know my dad and my brother are still doing rats and coming up positive, and they had COVID like 2-3 weeks ago. So, but yeah, and also masks on domestic flights. That is a rule that's been in place, same as public transport, but for domestic flights from next Friday, you won't have to wear a mask.
Interesting.
Really?
Wow.
Because I always know aeroplanes to be just tanks.
Germ disseminators.
Of germs. You just sit in a tank of germs for however long the flight is, and then you arrive at your destination with all of them.
Exactly. Look, I wouldn't be surprised if most people still wear a mask, to be honest. I'd probably be tempted to still wear a mask on a plane.
That'll be me.
Yeah,
sure. That'll be me. Because that aeroplanes in general, it's just like part of it, isn't
it? I'm pretty sure that's where I got COVID from, to be honest, when I got COVID. Yeah, because I came back from Brisbane, and then a day after I got back from Brisbane, all of a sudden I had COVID.
Yeah, because you were in the flying germ tank.
Yes, basically.
That's just how it works.
Let's test your knowledge and fill the tank.
But don't get one wrong. This is New FM's $10,000.
$10,000
tank toppers.
Look, maybe you're on the road right now and you realise, oh my God, I need to fill up.
Well, I'm on the orange light this morning.
Are you
on
actually?
The way in, since yesterday.
You're a risk taker. I filled my tank up yesterday.
I love it. I love driving around with it on. It's like a bit of fun because normally there's no lights on that little bit of the dashboard.
Oh, you think, it's a party.
Get it on. It's like a bit of a celebration.
I don't deem it as a party. I don't deem it as a celebration. It just stresses me out. I don't think in this car I've ever had the light come on.
Oh, it's a first for everything.
Paranoid. But fuel, it's what we all need. It's what we
all want.
$10,000 tank toppers, my friend.
We're the fuel distribution kings.
Yeah, Caltex.
Yeah, don't worry about them.
Right?
They got their trucks everywhere trucking around. Yeah. But we've got it to give to
you. We've got the cards. We've got the fuel cards, my friend. All you got to do is play a bit of trivia with us. We're going to play after 8 o'clock this morning, then right across your work day. The more questions you get right, the more fuel you get, but you get one wrong, you get nothing.
Absolutely zero. You lose the lot.
We're going to play after 8 o'clock this morning. It's New FM's $10,000 tank toppers.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Crevo.
How much I really like barbecuing. Pork, chicken, toast.
Backtrack.
Yes.
Did you say toast?
Yeah, I'm just cooking everything.
The Novos. Local ads. New FM.
Oh, Meg, this is a bit interesting. We love science on this show.
Oh, you love science.
Yeah.
Science is your jam.
Definitely is. Scientists finally have got together in their laboratories, in their coats and all that,
to tackle the real issues, I assume.
This one is one of them. They've finally let everyone know what the three reasons, and who knew there were three reasons, why you might get a bit of the old morning wood, the morning glory.
Morning glory.
This is all according to science, and we'll have no accusations of otherwise.
No, this has been thoroughly tested in the lab. Plenty of volunteers behind the study.
Oh, heaps of studies and science has gone into this, and we'll talk more about it in a minute because we like disseminating information.
We like to be amateur scientists on this show.
Definitely.
Absolutely. All right.
Grab a lab coat. Oh, we're all learning a bit of science this morning, Meg.
Science.
This time about what the scientists call nocturnal penile erections.
Otherwise known as morning glory.
That's right. So apparently there's three main reasons why this can happen.
And this is according to science.
Yeah.
This isn't just some old wives' tale as to why.
No, this is people in lab coats doing testing and tings.
Exactly. And tings. Nice.
Right. So the first one, it happens when we move from two different, like from one sleep pattern to another.
Okay.
So the first, what you're moving basically from the fight and flight part of the REM sleep. That's where your eyes are like moving crazy.
Is that where you feel like you're falling sometimes?
Can be, yeah. So the REM sleep and moving from that to what they call rest and digest, which sounds like a much more relaxing part of the sleep, doesn't it, than fight and flight?
Yeah.
So when you're moving from one to the other, apparently the old tent can get pitched.
Okay.
Popping that up because you're changing sleep cycles.
Yeah.
Right. The next one is to do with testosterone levels.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So apparently in the morning, they're at their peak at the highest because you haven't done any exercise, you haven't done any workout or anything for the day.
And they're all like just hanging around in the one area.
I'm guessing it all just like pools down there.
Yes.
And then apparently up goes the teepee.
Yeah.
Right, and away you go. Interestingly, the last one, and this is one I have to admit I have experienced.
Yes.
It's actually you just need to pee.
Really?
It's your body just letting you know.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't realize that happened because you need to pee.
That's one of the three reasons. And so that's just your body, like, a way of telling you.
Imagine if
that
happened.
A weird way of saying.
Imagine if that happened in everyday life, like, normally.
Every time you need to pee.
Every time you need to pee.
The circus tent is lifted.
And it's like, the lady thinks she's flattered. It's like, no. I just need to pee.
I just got to run to the bathroom. This has nothing to do with you.
Oh, yeah.
So there you go. Science has solved the three main reasons, and we now know why.
Okay.
It's a shift in the sleep thing, which is one.
Yep.
Your testosterone level's right up there because you've done no exercise yet for the day. Or you're just busting to go to the toilet and didn't know it.
I always just assumed you had a very, very sexy dream, and that's the only reason.
None of that.
And you know what? Turns out that isn't the case at all.
It's not one single time.
That's blown my mind.
Has it now?
Look at science.
Yeah, I know.
Teaching
is so much.
Because
I swear to God,
I was told in high school as well during like sex ed that's the only reason this happens. Is because you're having a sexy dream.
Weird thing for a teacher to tell a kid, isn't it?
Well, it's part of sex education.
Yeah.
The reason is why this is happening to my body at this age.
Wrong, apparently.
Well, turns out they need to go and update those textbooks.
There they do.
That we were learning from.
Yep. Well, we've got all the information here now, and that's what counts.
Yeah. Speaking of sexy dreams, a lot of people rely on other aids to help with those sexy dreams.
Yeah,
one
right.
of those things is OnlyFans.
Oh, people are mad for it, aren't
and
they?
And there's a woman on OnlyFans with over 400,000 fans on OnlyFans, and she's starting to get a bit bullied by the husbands of her the wives of the guys that follow her.
Right.
So she's taken it into her own hands.
Interesting.
And started messaging these women.
Oh, really? So very she's messaging the women.
Yep. Oh, I'm going to give you all the details on the other side of this.
Couple of fights in those households.
Megan Crevo.
This woman is taking online bullying into her own hands, Crevo.
Oh,
so
my
she's
God.
Got an OnlyFans account. And what she's done is she's getting a lot of hate from particular ladies because their husbands follow her accounts. Like, we're not just talking OnlyFans, though. We're also talking Instagram and things like that.
Because are they then paying a monthly fee?
They must be.
To watch her content?
Well, I think it depends on OnlyFans. I think you can subscribe to someone. They do some free content.
Right.
But the premium stuff is what you've got to be a subscriber for, is how I'm pretty sure this works.
Because that, like, in itself, like, it fascinates me.
Yeah.
People that are a subscriber to, like, in a relationship and then subscribe and pay to see one person's videos.
Exactly.
Does it feel, like, a little bit personal to you?
I find it to be a little bit cheaty, to be honest.
A little, I don't know, it feels a little bit like that.
Maybe that's me, but this girl's name, Roxy Styles. Styles with a Z, by the way.
In case you want to have a look.
A video on her OnlyFans basically stating to these women, if you keep harassing me, I will DM your husbands. Right? And I thought, what a threat. Maybe she's like, I thought maybe she's going to DM them and basically screenshot the conversations or something and say, look, your wife's a bully, like a bully. No, 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 no. What she's doing is she's DMing these husbands and going, hi, handsome.
Oh, right.
And like, trying to,
if
like...
If you don't stop annoying me, I'll flirt with your husband.
That's what... this is what she's saying. She's like, look, when was the last time you called your husband handsome or something like that? If you're going to bully me for doing what I'm doing...
Watch out!
I'm going to try and steal your husband.
And you know she can turn up in a Mercedes to pick him up for a date because she's making bank.
If she's got 400,000 followers on OnlyFans, and even if she's only charging $5 a month...
Mm.
What's that?
Is that 2 million? 2 million a month?
Yeah.
She's making bank. I think I've got that right. Yeah.
Yeah. I can see.
400,000. Four times five. Yes. 2 million a month. Yeah. 2 million a month.
2 million a month. This woman's making just on OnlyFans.
She's not turning up in a Mercedes. That's a Bentley. That's Bentley money.
But she goes, ladies, I don't want your man, but if you're mean to me, I'll show you I can have him.
Oh wow.
And you know what? It's petty. But at the same time, you shouldn't be bullying another woman just because your husband's interested.
It's the husband's fault in this case. If the wife isn't happy with that, then they need to have a chat with him, not with her.
Find it very interesting that she's doing... So apparently she's messaged four men already.
Yeah, right.
Started the conversation.
Hello there. All that sort
of
gear.
Hey there. Hey, cutie. How are you? Oh, my God. Like,
send me some more money.
Yeah. Do you want to be a premium subscriber?
That's
wink,
right.
Wink, nudge, nudge.
Tell me your credit card details.
But clever. Really,
oh, yeah, absolutely.
It's not her fault.
No,
your husband
of course
is
not.
Following her.
That's what I'm saying.
Talk to your husband. Don't bully her. No. Talk to your husband.
How ridiculous. Oh, my God. How funny. Okay. I guess a lot of creators out there, as they call themselves.
Yeah.
Which they are.
They're
actors, if you will. I guess they've got a new line of defense against angry and scorned partners.
Well, you've got a lot of time on your hand, which she probably does when she's making $2 million a month.
Wow, it's big money, isn't
big
it?
Big money to be an OnlyFans star, provided you have the 400,000 followers.
Yeah, small detail.
Yeah.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Primo.
Different situation.
What was that situation?
Can't remember.
Exactly, it wasn't that important.
Help to know those. Local as New FM.
And happy Friday Eve to you, Tyler.
Hello. Happy first day of spring, too.
I forgot about that.
What a thrill.
There you go.
Feel it in the air, can't you?
You can. So after you produce for us of a morning, you go on air right from 9 till 1.
I do.
Do you know there's someone who can replace you now?
Who?
Our very own Jess. We found out this morning she used to be a jock.
What?
Yes. Yeah, I know. Isn't this so exciting?
Let's do a duo show together.
Right?
Let's do one speed break each.
Yes.
See, Jess, you sound so excited.
Because the other day...
I'm riveted by this whole thing.
When Tyler's not in, normally the boss will go, hey, can you stay on until 11 o'clock? No, 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 no.
Oh,
Jess, you're in the firing line now.
I'm sorry. I'm so busy until I leave.
No, you're not.
I don't have time.
Hey, hey, hey. Like, I'm very busy as well probably the show for the next day. I think we need to take turns and fill again.
Oh my God, I didn't know this. Have you got a demo we can listen to?
Oh, we've tried.
I already tried that. You think I didn't
know? Crevo's gone onto SoundCloud trying to source something.
Ah, good luck.
Oh my Not there.
God. This would be so fun. I'm actually keen for this, Jess. Let's do a duo 105 minutes commercial free with Tyler and Jess.
I love this so much.
Beautiful.
Maybe.
Yes. 100% yes. Hey, up next we are playing 5 in 10. We have a $75 voucher for Yumbo-Rama up for grabs. Yumbo-Rama, local and fresh heat and eat meals delivered. All you got to do is name 5 things in 10 seconds from the category and the topic that we give you. It's so easy. 13-10-09.
De Novo's. Megan Crevo.
5
in 10. New FM.
Simple, simple game, Crevo. Name 5 things in 10 seconds from the category and the topic we give you. You could be walking away with $75 worth of delicious Yumbo-Rama.
Free food. Yeah. Doesn't get any easier.
Yep.
Let's spin the wheel.
Spin the wheel. Let's do this. Get today's category. Oh, Crevo. This is our forte, isn't it?
Sure is. It's come up. Sports.
All right, let's
sports,
go to
sports, sports. Here we go. Hey, Ben in Macquarie Hills, how you doing?
Good, mate. Yourself?
Very well. Sportsman, love it?
Yeah.
Of course you are.
Oh, he's all over it.
You're going to smash this, I reckon.
Okay, you'll have 10 seconds to name five things from the category that we, or the topic that we give you. Crevo, what is Ben's topic today?
All right, the first one is sports in the pool.
Okay, you've got 10 seconds to name five sports in the pool. Your time starts now.
Swimming, diving, water polo. I got nothing.
No! Oh no! You're on such a run there.
Could have went like synchronized swimming and
etc.
Yeah, there was another one I thought of. I had a list there.
Okay, all right. Next,
Amy. Edgeworth. Hey, Amy.
Hi, how you going?
Hey, doing good. Is sports your thing, babe?
Not really.
Oh, we'll give it a go anyway. All right, Crevo, what is Amy's topic?
Okay, Amy, your topic is Knights players.
Okay, you'll have 10 seconds to name five Newcastle Knights players. Your time starts now. I don't think football ladies think.
Oh, God.
No.
You're doing, I was going to say you're doing so well, but you weren't.
No.
Hey, you had a go, and that's the main thing.
Yeah, one more go. We'll give it one more go.
Yeah, why not? It's Rachel up next in Wanji. How you doing?
Good, thank you.
That's the way.
Yeah, how's your confidence levels after these two?
Well, don't talk. Rachel's ready to go,
okay,
I reckon.
Don't
rattle Rachel.
Sorry.
Rachel's going to smash this. Yeah. Listen to that cheeky laugh.
Exactly. All right, Crevo, what is Rachel's topic?
Your topic is ball sports.
Okay, you've got 10 seconds to name five ball sports. Your time starts now.
Tennis, baseball, basketball, soccer, football.
Oh, there it is.
How
saving
easy.
The best to last, aren't we?
Yeah, that's
well
it.
Done. $75 of Yumbo Rama coming your way.
Thank you so much. I don't have a Father's Day present, so that's awesome.
There you go.
Here you go, Dad. Some really easy
problem solver. I love her.
Yeah, doing two things at once. Yep. Winning on the radio and sorting Father's Day.
How good is she?
Very, very smart. Hey, speaking of amazing stuff that's happening, because they've just given away so much food.
Yeah.
They've got, you know, we've always talked about, it's been like in the future, proper, like flying cars.
We're talking Jetson style flying cars.
Yeah. Well, apparently, they're going to have one up for sale next year, they reckon.
Okay.
Out of the blue, this company, and we'll talk more about it next.
Is it Tesla?
It's not. And I'm proper excited about this.
All right, we'll get the details on the other side of these.
All right, so the flying cars has always been like a thing that's been on like cartoons and movies, and then when people talk about it in reality, it usually is accompanied by, ha, 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 ha.
That will never happen.
But they've already done a test flight on this one.
What?
Yeah.
How high in the air does it go?
It goes, like, it's below the commercial airliners and stuff, but it's still about 2,500. It can go altitudes above 2,500 meters.
Wow, so 2.5 kilometers.
This is the possibility. Like, that'd be the maximum.
Wow.
That's where it's got. But they would fly below that, I think, normally,
course.
Right? But this is extraordinary because they've already done a test flight in Europe of this. Now, it takes a little bit to transform from plane to car. 2 minutes, 15 seconds.
Oh, that's
say.
Not too bad.
Well, if you compare to how long, if you fly somewhere, you've got to wait at an airport.
And then on the tarmac for everyone else to get on the plane.
That's right. And this is just a little two-seater, a little beep-beep. And then you get there. And
is there room for luggage, though? Because let's face it, if you've got a flying car, you want luggage room.
Yeah, you've got like a front, great. A front boot. You know, like the Teslas have and stuff. Open up the bonnet and that's where your luggage section is.
Interesting.
It just takes regular unleaded.
Wow.
So you can just nip down the servo.
Yet.
No, not on this one. No. So you just nip down the servo, throw some unleaded in there and away you go.
Wow. I wonder how long a tank would last.
Good question. Don't have the information
curious
on that. But like a aeroplane fuel tanks aren't like so enormous, like a little little plane.
Yeah.
So, you know, it probably can, I don't know how far you can fly, but they're working all this sort of stuff out. And a big deal has happened because they've just gotten the permission to do the test flights in America now.
Interesting.
So this thing...
Would you want to be involved in a test flight?
No, of course not. Because I'm not... I don't know. There's something... This feels a little bit traditional aeroplane-y for me.
Okay.
I'd be more into the drone-style ones. Because okay. I feel like they'd be easier to fly.
Yeah.
A lot more so, like...
Could you imagine the licensing requirements for one of these things?
Oh, God. Yeah. I don't know. Do you just get it? Can you use a car license?
Well, the thing is,
it's a car.
Well, people that can't drink and drive, so I'll drink and fly. That's what people do. Don't drink and drive, and don't drink and fly.
I also worry about a bloke called Terry who's bought one and decides he can actually fix it in his own garage.
You know what I mean? I fixed my Mustang back in 1968. I know how to fix this.
No, you don't, because it's actually an aeroplane.
Yeah.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Grimo.
Different situation.
What was that situation?
I can't remember.
Exactly. It wasn't that important.
Help to know those. Local as New FM.
Very interesting, Crevo. At the moment, across the country, there are 40,000 vacancies in the retail sector.
Jeez.
Just in the retail sector alone, working in, like, obviously shops and all that kind of stuff. Mm. And the way that a lot of states want to handle this is by reducing the minimum age that you can work. So in New South Wales, for instance, I don't think there is any minimum age.
I remember it used to be 14 9 months.
Yeah, but that was quite standard. Apparently that's not the case anymore, but it is state by state. So a lot of the states are pushing for this to be a national issue and reducing it to 13. The minimum age to start working.
So whether that be,
you know, working at Macca's, working in a cafe, newsagent always seem to be the young one.
What age can you drop out of school?
You can drop out of school, I think, any age, provided you either have full-time employment or you're going into full-time study.
So you can be like 8 years old, get a full-time
probably
job.
Probably not that much. Well,
technically in New South Wales.
Technically, but like 13 years old, a lot of kids, I think as well, like, live your life, be a kid for a little bit. Get your first job at 15.
Imagine how much super you'd have at the end, though.
You're not earning much at 13. Like, I remember when I first got my first job when I was 17, and this is many years ago, I was only on $10 an hour, and they didn't even pay my super.
Oh, that's a bit rough.
Yeah,
and sounds illegal.
Well, there was a minimum requirement.
Right.
You had to earn a minimum amount to get super back in the day. I don't think that's the case.
No.
13, 10, and 9, how old were you when you got your first job?
Fascinating, yes.
Because a lot of people back in the day, you could be working, like, with your parents or whatever, and you could be 10 years old and technically be working, you know.
Well, I got a first job at... About that.
Yeah? What were you doing?
I worked for a macadamia farm.
Ah, interesting. So you had to get like a kilo of macadamias for...
They had these containers that you had to fill up. And when you got like each one that you filled, you got $2.50.
Oh, my God. And how big were the containers?
They were the largest size paint tin.
Okay.
So it was like I could fill in an hour maybe 2 to 3.
Yeah.
So it's $5 to $8 an hour
That's
or something.
Not too bad
which,
for manual
10 years
labor.
Old.
Manual labour, though.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, you're on your knees.
Yeah.
Doing a big old nut gathering job.
How young were you when you got your first job? Best callers today go in the draw for 2 gold reserve tickets to the Knights versus Sharks this weekend at McDonald Jones Stadium. Get involved. 13, 10, and 9. How old were you when you got your first job? I gotta go away. And there's been a push, Crevo, to lower the national age for someone to start working in retail to the 13 years old. Now, a lot of places you can be 13 already, but in certain places it's like 16, some 15, things like that. So we're asking on 13, 10, and 9, how young were you when you got your first job? I was 17. I was a bit of a late bloomer when it came to working.
Well, that's not that late, really.
At least I started working before I was 18. That's all I really wanted. You started at the age of 10.
10, yeah. Worked at the macadamia nut farm. Picking nuts. Grabbing them, throwing them in a tin.
Yep, making $4 a tin or whatever it was.
Yeah, or
$2.50. $2.50 a tin, wow.
Yeah, but if you worked hard, you could make, I don't know, $7.50 an hour or something.
That's not too bad back then. Let's go to the phones. Matt is in Port Stephens. Hey, Matt.
Good morning, guys.
Morning. How old were you with your first job?
I would have been about 10.
Yep.
10. Okay, what was the job?
I was working at a farming, like cattle farm sort of thing.
Yeah, so what were you doing there?
Little 10-year-old Matt running around on a little motorbike going chasing up all the cattle.
I would kill to see that. That would be actually a little bit adorable, to be honest.
$1 an hour.
No way.
That
Matt.
Is not.
I think he got ripped off.
I think so. That's not enough money for all of that work. Let's go to Alan in Gilliston Heights. Good morning.
G'day, how you going?
Great, Alan. Never better. Tell us about your first job. How old were you? What was it?
I would have been 10 or 11.
Yeah.
And I used to work at Peach Ridge down Central Coast on the old highway.
Yeah.
On the side of the road, 6 o'clock start, 6 o'clock finish for $6 a day.
What was the job?
What were you doing?
Packing fruit all day.
Oh, okay.
Of course, because
yep.
They got so many of the orchards there. Yeah. What fruit was it?
It was all sorts of fruit and vegetables, but, cold winter mornings, putting beans in a bag so that they could sell them at the counter.
Oh, wow.
$6 a day.
12-hour shifts. Wow.
50 cents an hour.
Doing 10...
You reckon you've got it hard today?
Mate, I complained.
When you're up and about?
I just complained about $10 an hour when I was 17. Holy crap, I've got nothing to complain about.
Alan did the real hard yards.
He did. Absolutely. Him and Matt.
I know, like, houses were cheap back then, but wages were also smaller.
Quite smaller. Yeah. Well, there you go.
What's the goss up next with producer Tyler? What's on the way?
More updates on Maths 2023, and it is juicy AF.
Awesome, right. Awesome Stick stuff. Cows.
The Novos.
If I don't say the right things, I might get killed.
The Novos.
Keep my wife's name.
With Megan Crevo.
Megan Crevo.
What's the goss?
I love reality TV.
Producer Tyler is here to tell us about all of the juicy juice of the new Maths season. What's happening?
Yeah, so we're slowly being drip-fed the new Maths contestants online at the moment, right, because filming has started.
And it's not that far away when you think of it in the grand scheme of things.
No, I just think because the last episode was so chaotic, we're still reeling from it, and the old contestants are still trying to be relevant. So.
Yeah. Oh, mate, give it 2 months.
I know.
One the new ones are here.
So
one
of the new contestants is rumoured to be construction worker and part-time stripper and dad, Harrison Boone, who was originally supposed to be on The Bachelorette this year. No, The Bachelor, sorry. The Bachelor this year.
Yeah, right.
I'm trying to find him.
I couldn't find much on him, Meg. His Instagram's on
busy
private.
Busy man to do construction work. Stripping and being a dad.
Exactly.
So. Hey, he's a hustler.
Yeah. Good on you.
Yeah, for sure.
So Dramatic, the podcast, has reported that sources had said that Harrison was cast for The Bachelor this year, but they said he was too masculine, so he was dropped at the last minute. Producers then thought he would be good for Maths, so they put him forward.
Interesting.
What the heck does too masculine mean, though?
Well, they do like them to be quite...
But, like, if you look at the Bachelor contestants, they're all little pretty boys. Like, they're
boring. That's what they mean. They want pretty boys.
I don't understand what too masculine means. Like, are his muscles too big for the camera? Does he shave his legs?
But that's when I think of too masculine, I think he's probably got a little bit of a beard, bit bulkier, not in a bad way, bulky, like... bit older
as
well.
Does he drink too much VB or does
Maybe.
He fart while the mics are on and up? Like, well, I don't understand.
Maybe, a bit of the scruffy beard.
Yeah.
That sort of thing.
Maybe because it works for Maths and not The Bachelor.
You don't get those kind of guys on The Bachelor or The Bachelorette even.
I just don't know why. I feel like that's a weird discrimination, isn't it? It just gives me the ick.
Let's be real, though. At the same time, when was the last time you saw, like, a proper plus-size woman on
Maths? Exactly. I know.
Let's be real.
I know. It's
or
gross.
Someone over the age of 40.
It's gross.
Yeah. There's been a couple of seasons before that happens.
It's gross. Isn't it?
Maybe, you know what? How about I go and break the mold and I'll be the first plus size person?
Yes.
Do it.
A couple of years on Maths.
Why not?
Well, I don't want to get married, so that's cool.
Okay.
But then again, it's not really a real marriage.
No,
so.
it's just marriage.
You'll just get you'll just chase some clout and get famous from it.
Yeah. Boost the profile of our show.
More drama from Maths. Apparently, ambulances had to be called to one of the Byron Bay weddings over the weekend due to a drug-related incident.
Oh, my God.
Oh, this is going to be a juicy season.
Endemol Shine also confirmed in a statement that the Ambo situation was correct, but then they just said, production paused for 1 hour to focus on the guests' well-being, and they have since made a full recovery, so filming continues. They gave him 1 hour to recover.
Here's some water. Have a cracker. You'll be fine.
A cracker?
Line your guts with some dry bread. Yes. You'll be fine.
Oh, my God.
Well, this is going to be a very juicy season. We can already tell.
Very much so.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Crivo.
How much I really like barbecuing. Pork, chicken, toast.
Backtrack.
Yes.
Did you say toast?
Yeah, I'm just cooking everything.
The Novos. New FM.
Well, sitting in the studio yesterday with producer Tyler, and you get a text message, a frantic text message from your partner saying, the shopping centre's been evacuated, because he works at Woolies, right?
Yeah, he's in Market Town at Woolies there. And he actually called me just as we finished the show yesterday. And all I could hear in the background was he's like, whoop, whoop, whoop. I was like, what the hell is going on? And he's like, oh, sometimes the fire alarm will go off. I'm not too fazed. I'm going on my tea break. So he's obviously not too bothered by it.
Yeah, I wouldn't be using my tea break as an evacuation thing. I'd leave my tea break for after the evacuation. That's just me, though.
I know. And then anyway, about half an hour later, he texts me and he goes, oh, actually, no, we did all get evacuated out of the building. And I said, what happened? Was there a fire? And he goes, no, the truckie just hit the hose.
Oh, God.
How annoying.
Fail. This seems to happen, though. People just, like, accidentally set alarms off. It happened a lot when I worked at Coles because there were certain doors that were fire alarm only doors, and there's massive signs all over them saying, do not use these doors. What do people do? I would say at least 3 times a day. And it
really?
Would set the alarms off.
So dumb.
People just see a door and they go, I can go through that.
Even though there's a sign, massive sign saying, do not use this door. It is alarmed.
Wow.
Now, I'm going to use this door anyway because it was the closest to wherever they needed to be.
But you'd think it would be, like, barricaded or protected from people just knocking it, right? If it's a fire hose.
You'd think that, wouldn't you?
So dumb.
Just a fire hose. You knocked it by accident and there you go.
Evacuated the whole
shopping centre. Had to get evacuated. Crazy. 131009. When have you set the alarm off by accident?
Oh, this is good. So, yeah, obviously shopping centre is a big one, but there's alarms everywhere.
Maybe you've got the alarm, like you've bumped your car and the car alarm's going off, for example.
Schools, houses, workplaces. We want to hear all the stories.
Yeah, 1309, get involved. 2 gold reserve tickets to the Knights vs Sharks up for grabs for this weekend, the final home game of the season. You definitely want to be there for that.
Yeah, you want to do that. Gold tickets too.
Yeah, exactly. The classy ones.
Yeah.
The classy ones. We'll take your calls at 1309. So we're talking, when did you set the alarm off on 131009? You can hit us up on Instagram at @thenovos_. Turns out a tradie basically backed into a fire hose and caused Market Down to basically be evacuated yesterday.
Oh, my God. So embarrassing.
Not clever. Not ideal.
I remember my friend used to live in this apartment building right in the middle of Sydney, in the city. And his housemate was cooking soup, like a stew.
Yeah.
Forgot about it, playing Xbox. It started burning, set off the fire alarm, the entire building evacuated.
Yeah.
Has to pay like $1,000.
Oh, yeah, if the fireys have to come out, it's not cheap.
And it, obviously, like, the soup was burnt and he just threw it out.
Yeah.
But $1,000 just to pay that. And like, it's a, I don't know, 30-story building or something.
Yeah.
The whole thing evacuated. Oh. You're all out on the street in pyjamas.
And the worst part is if you've got, like, an elevator and it's 30, like, floors, that's a lot of time.
And then getting back in again when they go, oh, it's just somebody burnt their soup.
See, the problem is when I used to live in town, we lived in Honeysuckle, right? And our garage was attached to all the restaurant's garages. So whenever anything happened at a restaurant that was connected to our apartment, the alarms would go off. We'd have to go downstairs. I would say at least once to twice a week.
Really?
Yeah.
I'd move out of there real quick.
Yeah, well, you know, cardio, my friend.
That's so annoying.
Yeah, Tyler, this happened to you at uni as well, didn't it?
Yeah, I remember being on a wild night out of my first year of uni, and I wasn't living on campus. This was in Wollongong, but a friend of mine was, and we'd stumbled back to their place living on campus, and same thing, he just knocked the fire hydrant, like, off the wall. And that set off 5 a.m. on a Sunday morning.
At a university.
Set off the whole campus.
98% of people are hungover on this campus.
Everyone at 5 a.m. And he got kicked off campus.
Yeah,
He was asked to never come back. I got questioned as well, but I was like, excuse me, I don't live here. I have nothing to do with this.
Yes, I don't know this person.
But then he had to go and find his own accommodation. They wouldn't take him back. They were like, see you later. Never come back. We don't ever want to see your dumb face again.
Goodbye. guy.
That's somebody who's so mad.
Oh, yeah, right.
Of course. Guys, up next, this one interesting. So, you know, one of the most annoying things with phones is when they go flat battery.
Mine
right?
rarely happens anymore.
Yours doesn't.
I'm a chronic charger, though.
Yeah, Roy, you've always got yours charging all the time.
Yeah, pretty much.
But a lot of people, they lose charges the worst when you forget to put it on charge.
Yeah.
There's a new system where they're going to solve all of that.
Megan Crevo.
So, nothing more annoying than you wake up and you forgot to charge your phone.
It's or the charge has fallen out.
Oh, I've
done that
worse.
So many times.
Or you've just used it a lot all day and then you've got to go somewhere
yes.
and you haven't charged it. All that's really annoying. Well, there's this new thing Liv working out at the moment, right? When you walk into a room, it starts charging automatically.
What?
Yep,
no.
yep, using laser technology, right? So they're working on this now, and it could charge up to 30 meters away.
This is sick.
Isn't
this
that amazing?
Is really cool.
Imagine you work, like, going to, say, I don't know, airports would be a great
yeah,
one
oh,
to start with, right?
Amazing.
And wherever you are, your phone is charging.
That's really cool.
Isn't that amazing? Like,
as long as
genius.
You can turn the feature off and on, because
yeah,
I know if you're like, if you charge your phone sporadically, it can actually ruin the battery.
Oh, I don't know about with lithium, it doesn't really matter.
No, doesn't it?
Yeah, like the
I was always told, because I know my battery in particular, it waits till it gets a certain point and it turns the charging off and on depending on what time it is.
Right, okay.
My phone does that because it has like a schedule of when it charges, if that makes sense.
Right. And yeah, I'm not sure about all that, but I like the lithium batteries, you can pretty much charge them whenever, a bit, a lot. It's not, doesn't matter that much. And how, like, this is actually amazing. This will be a total game changer. If you're on the team of guys and girls that invents this, and you somehow have a bit of the patent, you're set up forever.
Yes.
Like, you're sorted financially for the rest of your life and your kids' lives.
Absolutely.
Like, this is I would say...
I would pay good money for that.
Oh,
like,
I mean...
Good money.
Just imagine it's just a little unit you have in your house.
Walk in, like, in particular, having one in the kitchen, one in the bedroom, everyone would have one in their own room.
Well, 30 metres, you probably just need one in the house.
Yeah.
This is, I would say, this kind of charging technology, if you figure this out, this is... at the same level as Wi-Fi as an invention.
Because it's not just limited to phones.
No.
You've got your tablets, you've got your AirPods, smartwatches.
How about cars? They're going to be electric in a minute.
Imagine having a wireless car charger.
You just drive in, drive out.
And it starts charging. That'd be incredible.
This is mind-blowing
stuff.
This is
actually really cool.
Isn't that amazing?
There's not a lot of things like this that fascinate me.
Yeah.
This does.
Yep. Up to 30 metres away. And they're
getting in on this. I'll be on trial for that.
They're doing tests now. So, I mean, I would say we'll all see this.
In the next 5 years.
Oh, easy.
Easy. Can't wait.
Amazing
Can't
stuff.
Wait.
And on air right across Newcastle and the Hunter.
I think we worked together for 3 months before I gave you my phone number.
And that was an extraordinary moment.
It was an experience,
yeah.
Right?
You're waking up with the Novos, Meg and Crevo. Only on Newcastle's New FM.
All right, up next, 13, 10 and 9. If you want to play Would I Lie to You? We need one caller to play this game. Call prize up for grabs today. 2 gold reserve tickets to the Knights versus Sharks, September 4 at McDonald Jones Stadium. This is a really easy game as well. Mm-hmm. It's 50-50. Let's be real.
Basically, yeah.
Crevo's going to be holding an item. I'm going to be holding an item. One of us is trying to trick you, though.
Yeah, that's right.
Only one of us is holding the real thing.
Yeah, so the other person might just have grabbed something off the table and they're making sounds or something, pretending they have the real thing.
It's up to us to really try and lie to you and convince you.
Exactly.
Yeah, so if you want to get involved, 13 10 09, we're going to take your calls.
The Novos.
With Megan Crevo.
Megan Crevo.
Would I lie to you, baby? Would I lie to you?
Very simple game. You've got a 50-50 chance of getting this right. So Crevo's holding an item. I'm also holding an item. It is up to you to work out who is telling the truth, who is telling you a filthy old lie.
That's right. Who's deceiving you this morning?
Yes, let's go to the phone, shall we? Emily in Rankin Park. Hey, Emily.
Hello.
I have to ask you, who do you think's more honest, Crevo or myself?
Crevo.
Oh, I thought so.
Thank you.
Technically, though, he's a salesman. I never trust a salesman.
I've worked in retail before.
So have I. So have I.
You've been a salesperson as well.
I'm not a salesperson anymore. Okay. Hey, Emily, who do you want to go first try and convince you they're holding the real item? Crevo or myself?
I'll go you.
All right. So yesterday, I had to go to the post office to pick up a package because my Il Makiage from New York arrived. So I'm obsessed.
What's that?
It's a makeup brand from New York that I'm obsessed with called Il Makiage.
Okay.
So I get foundation and contouring kits from them. But when you buy it, you always get a little bit of a bonus. And my bonus yesterday was their really, really cool eyeliner. I am in love with it. So basically, it is this matte black eyeliner. And it comes in a white tube. And it's about 1.5 mils. So, roughly the size of a pen.
That's not, oh, like the thickness?
No, no, no. So, the actual amount of stuff.
That doesn't seem like much.
1.5 mil. So, it's like all day wear. It says 0.05 fluid ounces. Oh, okay. I don't really get that. But anyway, so what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to open it. Turn this music down.
Okay.
Can't really hear it. It's very small. Basically, putting the lid back on and off. And we'll do a drop as well, because the drop is what it really sounds like with a thing of eyeliner. How good is that? It's about $35 worth, actually.
Sounds fake to me.
I love it. All right, Creamo, what have you not got in your hand?
Okay, I have this, it's like you know when you get a blow-up mattress?
Yeah.
And you get, there's a little inflating pump that you use to pump it up.
Yeah, but you don't have an inflatable mattress in the back of the van, so...
I've got this one. This is a Coleman one. It's called a fast deflate, which is a bit
weird.
But
why would you have this in the van when you don't have a mattress in the back of the van? This makes no sense.
Well, it's good to... Because you can use... It's like the plug-in for the 12-volt adapter.
Yeah.
And you can use that... I use it to, like, say there's some dust in an item... I use it to blow the dust out of it,
but
right?
But you keep that at the shop.
No,
you
no,
have
no.
That in the back of the car.
No, I just do, Meg, all right? Don't... This is my thing that I've got, right? It's model number 20000-24481. It's a Coleman 12-volt quick pump.
Stop reading...
64-watt.
Off your phone, right? Crevo.
And it's got... Yeah, it's got, like, the cigarette lighter charger.
Okay.
That's what that is. And then it's got a little attachment I'll undo for you to have a listen to, Emily, right? Have a listen to this.
Sound down.
Okay.
That's me taking off the attachment. I'll put it back on now.
So it's just playing with the microphone.
It's a little, like, you know those, it can go for different sizes of air mattress, I guess. But I just have it on the smallest one so I can, like, blow the dust out of my tools and stuff.
All right, Emily, you've got a question for Crevo and a question for myself if you need them, or you can take a guess if you like.
Where was the pump from? What shop?
Well, I've had it for ages. It's a Coleman one, so I probably got it from just a camping shop or something. BCF,
he doesn't
maybe.
Remember because he doesn't have one.
Yeah, I just don't remember where I got it. Have you ever bought something and forgot where you got it
no,
from?
No, I keep receipts.
Oh, okay, well, that's just weird. All right, Emily, any other questions for me?
I know Coleman is an Esky brand, so that relates to camping. No more
questions. You know how much I love makeup, though, so to be fair, hey. All right, take a stab. Who has the real item, Crevo or myself?
Crevo.
You're absolutely right. Yeah. Congratulations.
Basically, I'm just playing with a pen. I couldn't be bothered finding anything else.
Knew it was a pen.
To be fair, the Il Makiage eyeliner is spectacular. I do use it, but I don't have it on me right now.
Meg's,
well done.
Meg's
you're going to the nights this weekend.
Angling for some freebies.
Yes, please. That'd be great.
Well done to Emily.
Yeah.
A good human lie detector
yes,
this time.
Yes, well done.
Meg, this is a bit of excitement.
Mm.
Do you like Red Rooster? What are your thoughts on Red Rooster?
So, for Red Rooster, for me, the chips are great, the gravy not so much. I did try the fried chicken the other day and it wasn't half bad.
It's pretty good, right?
Yeah.
I tried that as well.
Mm.
There's a lot of people who are obsessed with Red Rooster, though.
Yeah.
So
it's a cult following.
There is a cult following. If you absolutely love Red Rooster, or you've always, you know, thought it's pretty good,
mm.
I've got an amazing bit of news up next.
Interesting.
Red Rooster related. local to our area related.
Megan Crevo.
The Novos. Now, I don't know why this got advertised to me, but somehow it
You're
did.
You're a hustler.
Essentially, you know the Red Rooster at Glendale?
Yeah, so just a heads up, when I do my delivery, I'm not delivering my DoorDash. Holy shit. The amount of people who order from that place is ridiculous. I spent one night there, did 5 deliveries in a row.
Really?
Yes.
See, and this has been talked about in the past. There's never anyone eating in the Red Rooster restaurants.
No. But the deliveries, my friend.
They are busy, busy. Well, the one at Glendale, get this, for sale.
Oh, well, as long as the business stays.
Oh, of course constant. It will. Of course it will. And this kind of amazed me because I think to buy like your traditional, I guess, fast food franchises, pretty expensive.
Yeah.
Millions, I think.
I think so.
You can get the Red Rooster at Glendale, $795,000.
And let me just tell you.
You can't even get a house in Glendale for that.
No. The amount of deliveries I do from there, they're busy.
Yeah. Like my friends were talking about a house out at Cameron Park over $1 million. Yeah. Red Rooster.
Next door to us.
And Red Rooster is like iconic.
Yeah.
And it's like the what was funny was all of the people, because it was a Facebook ad.
Yeah.
But that had the comment section.
Ah.
Everyone tagging their mates like, dream job.
Get in it.
You know how much I love
swimming
the chicken.
Swimming a vat of gravy.
Oh my God, yeah. And also, do they still have the mini Cornettos?
Or, I don't know.
Because that was a thing
that
for a while.
That was a thing for a while. I know they have chocolate. I'm pretty sure they have chocolate mousse.
And they, like, when you were there, they had the mini Cornettos, and it was like the freezer was right at the door.
Yeah.
So when you ordered it, they'd just hand it to you straight away.
So you could eat it there while you're waiting for your food.
Do you eat that while you're waiting for your fried chicken to be cooked?
I think so.
Is that the idea?
Well, Red Rooster back in the day was mainly like, it wasn't fried chicken. It was mainly your roast chooks.
That's
so you get
right.
the roast chooks and the peas. And
on
the
roll and stuff.
On the roll and all that kind of stuff. And then Henny Penny kind of joined in with that then. And
it became a real thing, didn't it?
Yeah. But that was the thing. Instead of doing a roast dinner, you just go to Red Rooster and pick it all up from there.
If you have ever dreamed
of owning your own piece
Red
of
Rooster.
Australian history.
And right here in Glendale as well. Like, iconic.
You know what? I think it gets really busy throughout the day as well because it's right next to the TAFE.
Oh, I didn't even think of that. So up here for thinking.
There you go.
Business opportunity, bit of local history.
Crevo's bringing you all the goods.
Get amongst it.
Yeah.
God, I wasn't so busy.
They're local ads and on air right across Newcastle and the Hunter.
I think we worked together for 3 months before I gave you my phone number.
And that was an extraordinary moment.
It was an experience, yeah. Right?
You're waking up with the Novos, Meg and Crevo. Only on Newcastle's new FM.
Hey, our tank runneth over with fuel.
Yeah, I like what you did there.
So much fuel up for grabs. New FM's $10,000 tank toppers. Very easy. A couple of trivia questions. They're worth a $50 fuel card each.
The thing
is, though, if you get one wrong, you lose the lot. Unfortunate, but it is the name of the game.
Just think about it. When you're driving to work or whatever this morning.
If you're stuck in traffic in Lambton.
You look at a car across from you, like look at the car across from you, that car might have new FM fuel in it right now.
Oh, you never know. Oh, that's
already
intriguing.
Isn't it, right? You want to be one of those people too.
Of course you do. If you want to play new FM's $10,000 tank toppers, the lines are open, my friend. 13 10 09.
Let's test your knowledge and fill the tank.
But don't get one wrong. This is New FM's $10,000.
$10,000 tank toppers.
$150 of potential fuel cards on the line right now. I've just got to answer a couple of questions. But you can opt out. If you get the first one right, for example, you can go, I'm going to take it.
That'll
right.
do, me.
But you can risk it to get more and That's more right. fuel. It is up to you. We're going to the phones. We're going to meet Shane in Maryland. Hey, Shane.
Hey guys, how are you?
Good. Well, how's your trivia skills, Shane?
Well, not too bad. We do trivia every day. Twice a week at work.
Oh, there you go. He's made for this, Crevo. He's made for this.
I think you're gonna do well, Shane. You ready to get...
All right, the rules are basically we're going to give you 5 seconds to answer each question. You have the chance to opt out of the next question if you want to take the fuel and run. So Crevo's got your first question ready to go.
No worries.
All right, Shane, for $50 worth of fuel, What two Australian cities have played host to the Olympic Games?
Sydney and Melbourne.
Correct.
Hey,
now,
right.
You've got $50 worth. Do you want to risk it and go for $100?
Hell yeah, I started with nothing.
Yep, there you go. It's the attitude I like.
Yeah,
all right,
so
question
do I.
Two
all
for
right,
Shane.
Question two, here we go. For $100 worth of fuel, what does bulla mean in Fijian?
Hello.
That
yeah,
is
that
correct.
That is $100.
Are you going to go all the way for $150, Shane?
Yeah.
Oh.
You're going to?
All right, let's do this.
Here we go. What do musicians such as Carly Rae Jepsen, Celine Dion, and Alanis Morissette have in common?
They're all from Canada.
Yeah,
oh my God!
I decided.
$150, all yours. Congratulations.
That is amazing. $150 for the fuel.
Thank you.
You smashed it.
I love that.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Play,
the trivia come in handy. Let
playing trivia twice a day or whatever he does. Oh, I don't know how he fit all that in. It's done well, 150.
How good is that? I'm so excited. Well done, Shane.
This is brilliant.
I don't think we've given away 150.
I can't.
On our show anyway.
Honestly, Meg, I can't remember a second of it if we have.
Oh, my God. Well done. That's made my day. Thank you. Hey,
awesome.
Well, the goss is up next
it
as
sure
well.
Is. Producer Tyler, what's on the way?
Megan Thee Stallion. We know her as a musician, but we may see her on our TV screens.
Interesting. I do
really?
Love her. All right, details.
The Novos.
If I don't say the right things, I might get killed.
The Novos.
Keep my wife's name.
With Megan Crevo.
Megan Crevo.
What's the goss?
I love reality TV.
All right, producer Tyler's here with What's the Gossip. What do you have for us up first?
So Megan Thee Stallion, she is famously known for her music, right?
Yes,
of course.
Have
bit
you
of
guys,
whap.
Have
bit
you
of
guys,
whap.
Yes. Have you guys heard the new one that she's got?
No, I'm obsessed with a song that she does called Sex Talk. I don't know why.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
my favourite.
Do you prefer... Well, WAP was where she became famous,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
She's just, you know, when it comes to WAP music, she's as good as they get.
Pretty much. Loves WAP. I've got a new one. Do you guys want to hear a little
taste? Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
I bet your jaw drop if you ever see me, bitch. I'm
her, 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 her. I love it.
Yeah, that's a vibe.
For sure.
I can see this on RuPaul's Drag Race.
Yes.
Windows down.
For sure.
Yes. Anyway, completely unrelated to music, she will be starring in She-Hulk. Attorney at Law, which is a current TV series on Disney Plus.
Yeah.
She sat down with The Cut to talk about her prospective career in film, saying she definitely wants to diversify her career in showbiz, saying Queen Latifah and Ice Cube could do it, so why can't she?
Cardi B's done it.
Exactly.
Well, Ice Cube, he's done it. Like, he's made more off the movies and stuff.
Ice-T as well with Law & Order SVU.
That's
yes.
right. I forgot about that.
LL Cool J.
Yeah.
So many. J-Lo?
Yeah.
Poor. Don't forget
right.
about J-Lo.
She says, when I look at them, it inspires me to take it further than just music. I don't feel like I'm going to be just an actress. I feel like I'm also going to be a director and I'm also going to be a producer. Reach for the stars,
oh,
sis.
Girl, you know what?
Wow,
you
yeah.
do you, sister.
If you've got the
how
ideas, the dreams and the inclination, why not do it?
We're unsure of the actual role she'll play in this new She-Hulk show, but very keen to see her rock up on our screens covered in green paint.
Absolutely.
It's definitely. Look, I think what's great about somebody in her position is she's already got the name recognition.
Yeah.
So, you know, a company like Disney says you're in, now you're well on your path.
And it's yeah. interesting as well, in particular with Australia, because she's not as big here
no.
as she is in the States. She is huge.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well,
it's
something
right.
with R&B and hip-hop. It translates in Australia.
Yeah, we all got around WAP.
It is. It's a completely different ball game in the US. You look at their Billboard chart, and it's got nothing on what is on the Australian charts.
Very different.
Yeah.
It is very different.
They appreciate hip-hop and R&B a little bit more.
Just like Crevo appreciates WAP.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. You should have a look at my Spotify.
Yeah,
there's heaps
on
of
repeat.
WAP music in there.
Full of WAP.
Yeah.
Anyway, in some pretty gross news now, 60 Minutes Australia have released a sneak peek at their version of an interview special with Kevin Federline.
Oh,
Britney's
okay.
ex-husband. In the clip,
yeah.
he makes it very clear that he's basically trying to start a feud with Britney and her two boys that are now grown adults. Take a listen.
It's Britney, bitch.
I was mortified for her. I really was.
Free from her father's control.
I still feel bad for her.
Pop princess Britney Spears must now confront her next family feud.
The boys. I had to worry about them. I couldn't get involved.
think I did it again.
On 60 Minutes.
It was amazing. Until it wasn't.
Ex-husband Kevin Federline.
Keeping my boys safe.
Wants to set the record straight.
What's up, man?
So what are we doing here?
About their boys' decision.
In a few months since they've actually even seen her.
To snub their mother.
It's one of the toughest questions.
Sunday on 9.
You know what, mate? You're out of money, aren't you?
Mm-hmm. Also, is his name Fiddleline?
Fiddleline.
Have
Fiddleline,
I been doing Fiddleline. It wrong all along? I always thought it was Fiddleline.
Oh, get off it, mate.
You... Who know? Who cares?
The big fiddle.
What a flog. Sorry.
He's trying to cut.
Now she's back in the media. He's trying to
cut a grass. Yeah.
Nah, get off it, mate.
But do you not think, as the mother of your children that's gone through
don't
a hell of a lot,
them.
That she's already been through enough?
He doesn't care. He cares about the money.
How much do you think he gets for an interview like that?
He'd get a couple of hundred grand out of Channel 9.
Easily.
200K.
Probably.
Yeah.
Stay out of it. Deal with your problems privately. She's copped
I'm
enough,
not watching
bro.
That.
No,
I'm
neither.
I'm not watching that.
No.
No way. What a jerk.
What a flog. Major flog.
Yeah.
The big fiddle strikes again.
Exactly.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Crivo.
How much I really like barbecue. Pork, chicken, toast.
Backtrack.
Yes.
Did you say toast?
Yeah, no, I'm just cooking everything.
The Novos. Local ads. New FM.
Straight after us, 105 minutes commercial free with Tyler. It's on the way.
I don't mean to alarm you.
Yeah. Yes.
Let's go, girls.
Be alert, not alarmed.
I would kick a door down. It's kick a door down energy. Oh, my God.
I just want to play this out, you guys. I don't care for anything else.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm all for that.
That's fine.
Post Malone, Superfly, Defunct, Doja Cat. That's all.
That's all.
Okay.
Awesome.
Let's just turn this up a little bit.
Yeah, turn it up. Yes. Oh, we're getting ready for this.
Yeah, we are.
You guys, a bunch of ad-free music coming up after 9 o'clock. Thank you. Hopefully it's just all Shania Twain.
Yeah,
let's be real.
It's not, but she'll be in there.
Yeah,
that's to play for. Hey, this one up next. 13:10:09. When have you had to keep the relationship a secret?
Ooh.
Or have you like...
Scandalous.
Have you like uncovered a secret relationship as well?
Yeah.
This is what we're after. Of course, we've got 2 gold reserve tickets to the Knights versus Sharks Saturday, September 4th, McDonald Jones Stadium, the last home game, gold reserve tickets.
Yeah.
When have you had to keep the relationship a secret? Now, this is all because this couple, right, we're just reading this story before, they've got a 37-year age gap.
Yeah.
Which is quite a lot, quite a lot. But they
had... he's 64, she's 27.
Yeah.
But they met when she was 19.
Oh, I mean, it's a big, big age gap. But for years, they had to keep the relationship a secret because all their family would have freaked out. Now they're, like, I guess out and proud, you could say. But at the time, it was like they had to keep this on the down low.
Yeah,
because
they couldn't tell anyone.
Their family would have freaked out.
A little bit.
A 37-year age gap is big.
It is a little bit big, but you know what? There's bigger. But maybe it was you were dating your ex's partner or something like that, or... just
somebody, a friend.
Your best friend's worst enemy.
Or brother.
Yes.
All that sort of juicy gear.
All the juicy gear we want at 13:09. When did you have to keep your relationship a secret?
We'd love to hear your stories on the air. If you've got a great story, like I said, we've got 2 gold reserve tickets to Knights vs. Sharks available. Yep. You could win that. All right, so with a 37-year age gap, of course they kept this relationship under wraps for a long
7
time.
7 years. They didn't tell anyone.
Jeez, imagine that. I would find that so hard to keep a partner hidden all that time, but it does happen.
Yeah.
It does happen. So that's why we're asking 13:10:09. When have you had to keep the relationship a secret?
Whether it's because people didn't approve, you were dating someone you really shouldn't be. We're going to the phones. Hannah is in Singleton. Hey, Hannah.
Hello.
Hey, when did you have to keep the relationship a secret?
It's about 5 years ago. I was working just as a junior at one of the local stores.
Yeah.
And our rule was that you couldn't date anyone you worked with.
Oh, I didn't think of this. Yeah, go on.
Yeah, we were about 14, 15, and my friend was dating one of the workers, and our supervisor didn't know this whole time, and they were dating for about 4 years.
4 years?
And then, when they left work, they got engaged, And my supervisor was like, what's going on?
Oh, my God.
They got engaged.
That is brilliant.
Are they still together?
They are still together.
Oh.
I love that. What a
that is so cute, then,
workplace
Hannah.
Romance.
How good is that?
Beautiful. Got engaged and everything.
Oh, beautiful.
Lovely. Elizabeth in Maitland up next. When did you have to keep the relationship a secret?
So it's about 14 years now, and it's my husband now. But let's just say when I grew up, I had a little bit of a racist dad.
Okay.
Unfortunate. Four kids, though.
Yeah.
Four kids, and I don't know how it happened, but all four of us ended up, we've got lovely partners, and
yep.
they're Polish, Fijian, Lebanese, and Asian.
Oh,
and
my goodness.
All four of us kept them secrets for a few years. But now we're all obviously out and proud.
So how's your dad with this now, out of curiosity?
He loves them.
Good.
They're his favourite children.
Oh, wow.
There you go. So that's very interesting.
So it just took a bit of adjustment for him to get his head around it all.
His new wife is Italian and...
Look, he just spent a lot of his time, obviously, in one mindset... And
that's
a couple
it.
Of things, you know,
isn't that,
flip the switch.
Isn't that good, though, that love has changed him in a good way?
For everybody. And it's been an amazing journey for him to see, you know, the rest of his life spent how it is now, surrounded by love.
Oh, that is so beautiful.
What a great story.
How good is that? Let's finish up. Anonymous. Hello, Anonymous.
Hi. How are you going?
Good. When did you have to keep the relationship a secret?
So it wasn't me. This is my now ex-husband. So it happened about six or seven years ago. So I could tell that he'd changed, and he was starting to talk about this woman at work, and I was like, I don't really know about this. But anyway, he swore black and blue nothing was happening, and then I was able to log into his Facebook, and they were just texting one another just randomly. Actually, it wasn't really randomly. It was, you know, thousands of messages, just, you know, a bit of chit-chat backwards and forwards. And then all of a sudden it stopped. And then I was like, oh, okay, what's going on here? And so I asked my husband what was happening, and he said, no, nothing's going on again. And I don't want to leave the marriage, and rah, rah, rah. And then about... a week later, I'd heard his phone ding, and it was Facebook Messenger. And so but it was black on the screen. It was black, and I was like, "Oh, what's this?" So I opened it up, and he was at home at the time. He was on a work call, so opened it up, and there it was in my face. I love kissing you and touching you.
Oh
and
no!
Secret Messenger on Facebook, so you can have a secret conversation. And all the messages were encrypted between his phone and her phone. And, so needless to say, that was the end of our marriage.
How long was this going on for?
About 6 months. Oh, the secret messenger was only about a week or two before I found it. But the relationship was going on for about, I don't even know, I think it was probably more of an emotional relationship for the majority of the time.
Still cheating.
Wow.
Emotional regardless.
We were in the process of organising our 10-year wedding vow renewal and all
God.
That.
Oh, my God.
So
what a jerk.
Yeah, I know. But you know what? They're happy and they're together, and that's okay.
Have you found happiness? That's the big question.
No, I'm still single. I've been burnt very badly for him included. So, you know, I'm okay. I'm single mum.
You deserve the utmost happiness, babe.
Good luck
seriously.
With it all.
Thing. Yeah, but it is what it is, and unfortunately, a lot of people don't know about that secret messenger. So I thought I might do my community duty
and
let people know in case their partners are cheating on them.
There you go. Thank you so much. Wow.
Jeez, what a roller coaster
that
we just went
full on.
So
many different stories, though.
I know.
That
so
is
many
crazy.
Just when you think about it, when you're walking around town today.
Yeah. Hey, up next.
They could be in a secret relationship. That
with
person
a secret.
There.
Messenger, according to Anonymous. Oh, my goodness. Hey, Love It or Loathe It is up next. Producer Tyler is going to get Creevo on my thoughts on today's daily topics. We'll do it next. I don't care. New FM. Love it. Love it. Or loathe it.
it. Love it.
Yeah, Tyler is bringing a daily topic to the table. Crevo and I, snap decision. Do we love it or do we loathe it? Tyler, what do you have for us?
Anyone over the age of 25 years old.
3, 2, 1, go!
Well, I'm love in that it. Age bracket, that's me. I love it. But apparently I know who this is about.
Leonardo DiCaprio, apparently not.
Oh, what my a flog.
He and his girlfriend Camila Morrone have called it quits just 2 months after she turned 25. Crevo, it is on record that Leo DiCaprio will not date anyone beyond the age of 25 years old.
So now, what happens when he's 75?
Well,
it doesn't matter.
Twitter has gone off, and I can give you that exact answer. The girl Leonardo DiCaprio will dump when he's 72 was born today.
Are you serious?
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Now, what's so... Oh, yeah, this is so fascinating as well, who... I was talking to Meg just briefly earlier this morning about who she's dated before. Have you seen this?
Who Leo's dated before?
No.
This girl. This
oh, woman. Camila. No, yeah, I have so not.
Her ex-husband or partner, I don't know, was the, like his, he used to be connected to Colonel Gaddafi.
Oh.
Like she is.
She's had some high-ranking partners, let me tell you.
Well, so's Leo, but they've all been teenagers.
Yeah, true. Well, they were together for 5 years, these two.
Oh, God.
This is, like, that's an interesting life that she's living, isn't it?
Mm. Good on her. I mean, she's had her time with Leo. Move on, sis. Go start
Pete
dating.
Davidson.
No, I was going to say
single.
Someone like, yeah, true, though. Very true.
It might be more his style.
Some of the tweets, you guys, though, that have come out since Leo's dumped his 25-year-old girlfriend, who is apparently too old. Someone's tweeted saying, white smoke has emerged from the chimney atop North Hollywood High School, signalling that Leonardo DiCaprio has chosen a new girlfriend.
Did you just snort?
It's so good.
Oh, my God. That was even funnier than the tweet.
That's
oh
amazing.
God. Oh, God. There's so another good. One, and it's just a photo of Andy dropping Woody from Toy Story, and it just says, Leonardo DiCaprio, when his girlfriend turns 25 years old, I do not want to play with you anymore.
Gotta go. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, my God. We'll see who's next
so
on Leo's list.
Yeah, that's
we're
right.
We're all too old, you guys. We're not even in the running anymore.
Even, you know,
so how old is
age.
She? 22?
Just turned 25. She's 2 months late, actually. Leo was 2 months late. She's 25 and 2 months old.
So is the new one's 22... Oh, my God.
Yeah, who knows?
Who knows? Who knows?
Hey, 105 minutes commercial free on the way.
Brand new Joel Corey and Becky Hill. We
got oh, yes. Remember has been my jam for a while. I'm glad we've got
this
an
new
update.
One. Yeah,
thank you.
New one.
Beautiful.
He's on a roll at the moment. Just let him do it until he just becomes
I love Becky Hill's vocals, though.
Yeah, she's great.
Mm.
Also, a throwback.
Now, I shared a video to my Instagram story yesterday. Guy in a horse mask.
Oh, yes, I
playing
saw that.
This. That's all it reminds me of. I'm going to chuckle to that all day. I might reshare it if you want to go check it
out. Yeah, it's a bit of fun, though.
Also, Gaga's debut.
Yes. This is G Central back in the day.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Newcastle's the only block of ad-free music coming your way in minutes. We'll catch you tomorrow for Feel Good Friday,
yeah,
guys.
We will.
Bye-bye.
See ya.